observation recently when we have Mother's Day and we have all these different articles and lessons and so forth on Mother's Day, we talk about how wonderful our mothers are and you know, how blessed we are from them and so forth. When we talk about Father's Day, there's usually some kind of a list involved about all the things that fathers need to do to be better fathers. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, but that seems to be the way it is. Although we're not having a Father's Day lesson today, we're going to continue focusing on our studies of the parables. As we're trying to learn from these parables, what are the kinds of things that Jesus is telling us through these parables that help us to be a church and a family and individuals of excellence for Him? And so in the parable that we're looking at, it's actually two parables together. In Matthew chapter 13, the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. As we look at these two parables, let's take a look and notice a couple of interesting things in the way that Jesus expresses what's going on with each of these two individuals in these parables. There are some similarities here, but there are also some very important differences between the two individuals here. In the first parable, I've titled in your lesson outline the title of the first point here, What Have We Got Here? And the reason that I've got it that way is because as you look at this first individual, it almost seems like that he stumbles upon this treasure out there in a field somewhere. The impression that I get from what Jesus is saying, the way he words this, is that maybe perhaps this individual would have been crossing the field in order to get to some other place, or perhaps maybe he might have been working in the field. For whatever reason, he was there in this field, and it's like he stumbled across this particular treasure. Now, one of the keys here is to understand Jesus' point in both of these parables is to focus on the person that's understanding the value of the treasure. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Because the reason I mention that is that some people, scholars get into these debates about, what's going on here? Why didn't Jesus, talk about this and that? And of course, there are the provisions that would have required this first man to be open and honest about him finding this treasure and going to the owner of the field and say, hey, guess what I found out here in your field? But he doesn't do that, does he? Jesus doesn't go into that part of it. Instead, what the man does is he goes out and what? As he talks here, he goes out, he hides the treasure again, probably, perhaps maybe in a different place, since he found it so readily, he don't want somebody else to stumble upon it, so he rehides it perhaps in a different place. And then look at what he says. In his joy, he went out and sold all he had and bought that field. And again, the thing that we have to keep in mind here is Jesus' focus is on the point that this man is recognizing the true value of the treasure that he has found. You contrast this finding of treasure with a story that the gospel accounts tell us about, the story about the rich young ruler. Okay? Matthew chapter 19 records that story for us, and Matthew tells us that this was a certain rich man who comes to Jesus and he asks him a question that really pertains to the same thing here. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, basically he's asking the same thing, isn't he? It's about the treasure. How do I get the treasure of the kingdom of heaven? Well, what do I have to do that? And Jesus responds to him by telling him that he's got to keep the commandments. And Jesus, mentions a few of those commandments in there. And then the young man says, all of these things I have done since I was a youth. And then Jesus says to him, there's still one thing you lack. Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor. And come follow me, and you will have treasure in heaven. Now, there's something interesting again in the contrast between these two. You notice that in the parable that Jesus is telling that we're studying this morning, Jesus says the man went away joyfully and he sold everything that he had and he bought that field. But in the case of the rich young ruler, the Bible tells us that he went away sad because he had great wealth. You see, in contrast to the man in the parable that Jesus is telling, this man wasn't willing to get rid of all of his earthly possessions. And we would ask, well, but why not? And I think the real simple and obvious answer ought to be because he did not understand the true value of the treasure that he was seeking. Whereas the man in the parable, he understood the true value of what he had found. You see? So much so that he joyfully went and sold everything he had so that he would be able to purchase that field so that that treasure would truly belong to him. You know, it occurs to me that there are people today who would kind of fit into the category similar to this first man. People who are wandering through life, and from time to time, folks will stumble upon the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, there are a lot of people out here that are not saved. They're lost, but they're not really looking for the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. And yet they would stumble upon it, and many have. Some of you have. I know I did. See? I stumbled upon it. I wasn't necessarily looking for it. I stumbled upon it, and I stumbled upon it in the form of Cindy. And the Lord just kind of put her right in my way, and there she was, and I stumbled all over her. You know, first in love, and you know, then there was all that, you know, church stuff, and it was like, wow, I get two blessings out of this thing. But I wasn't looking for it. And there's a lot of people in the world today that I think fit in that category. They're not searching for it, but they may stumble upon it. And here's the thing I want you to focus on, and I think that perhaps Jesus would like us to focus on this part of it too. Are we the field? You know, in the last couple of parables, we've been talking about the sowers and the field and all that. Are we perhaps maybe the field that that person might stumble upon the treasure with, so to speak? In other words, would we be the one that they would encounter where they might possibly find that treasure of the kingdom? See? Where we would have opportunity to share and to expose the kingdom of God with that person who stumbles into our life in some way. That person that the Lord brings into our life in some way. See? That perhaps the very reason, and sometimes maybe you wonder, you know, somebody pops into your life and they're there maybe for a short time and you kind of wonder, what was that all about? Maybe it was about them stumbling upon the kingdom and finding it through you. And my point is that we, as part of the kingdom, we need to be ready when someone stumbles along and finds us, and we need to be ready to help them to find the kingdom so that they, just like this person, can sell everything they have, can give up their life so that they can have that treasure. of eternal life in Christ Jesus. I'm convinced that that's one reason why God puts people into our lives and puts us into the lives of others. Because there are some folks out there that are just kind of wandering around. They're not necessarily looking, but they stumble upon us. And what a great opportunity is for us to be able to help them. Then there's the second person here. Okay? The second part of this, Jesus says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had, and he bought it. Well, you know, here's a person, you know, the expression would be, at last, I found what I've been looking for. You see, I think this person is different than the first man in that he's actively looking for that one special pearl of great price. In other words, this is a person who knows the value of things. He knows the value of other pearls, and he's actively out there searching and looking through all the pearls that are out there. And when he finds that one that he knows and recognizes is of great value, then his response is, again, to go out and sell everything so that he can come and purchase that one that he knows is the greatest of value. And again, I would suggest to you, there is a category of people that are out here that are lost, but who are actively searching for life. They're searching for something else than what the world has to offer them. They're looking for hope. They're looking for happiness. And granted, a lot of folks are looking in all the wrong places. And they're looking at it in drugs and alcohol and sexual relationships that are ungodly. And they're looking at it in things, possessions. But they're looking. And I suggest to you that there are a lot of those folks out there that are searching and looking. They know the value of the other stuff. You see? Because a lot of it they've tried. And they've been there and they've done that and they've bought all the t-shirts there are to buy. They know that those things are not of the great value that they're really looking for. So what happens when that person stumbles upon you or me in their life? And we're able to show them the real value in the kingdom of God. See? That's what we have to be prepared to do. See? They're out there looking. They're out there searching. Okay? If you remember, those of you who participated in our study on prayer, and we were watching the videos, and we saw example after example of people who some of them were folks that, you know, they didn't even want people praying for them, and they would fit into that category of the first man. They stumbled upon it because people prayed for them. But then there were those folks that we saw also that were searching actively. They were looking for answers, ways to overcome in a real way the struggles and the troubles and the trials and tribulations they face in their life. And they finally found the one of great value. So there's a lesson for that in us as the people that we need to be praying for. See, the folks that God brings into our life from time to time, those that are actively searching, and some of them don't even realize what it is that they need, but they're searching. When they find that pearl of great price, They're willing to give up everything so they can possess it. To die to themselves so that they can live for the Lord. And our role in that, see, is to make sure that we help them to discover that pearl of great price. But you know, when you really think about it, the treasure that Jesus is talking about, the kingdom, the church, and that's you and I, by the way, it's hidden in plain sight. It really is. Okay. I mean, it's right here, isn't it? Some of you don't seem real sure about that. We are the kingdom. We're part of that treasure. See? And yet, I just wonder how many people, and we've gone out, we've had a lot of folks have gone out and they've passed out flyers about our Vacation Bible School coming up this coming weekend, and I wonder how many people just around this area will bypass and not take the opportunity to come here this Friday and Saturday and Sunday to learn about the kingdom. Because the kingdom is hidden, the treasure rather is hidden in plain sight. It's right here. There will be some, hopefully, that will be actively searching and they'll come. And so we have to recognize the importance of our role in helping those who are looking and searching for that treasure to make sure they have a good experience and that they're able to find that true treasure. Okay? But the realization is there's a lot of folks out here in the world that are, as we've seen in the last couple of parables, and we talk about the darkness that people are living in, they don't want to find the light. But there are still a lot of folks who do. And that's where we come in. Okay? It is helping those who are searching, those who are looking, those who are even stumbling around to be able to see what is right here. Whether it's in our homes, whether it's in our neighborhoods, whether it's in our schools, whether it's at our jobs, that we let people see the kingdom right before their eyes. Because you never know which of those folks might be looking for it. And our responsibility is to help them to get out of the darkness and into the light. Be able to find the kingdom. Because you know what? They need to be able to go away joyfully, just like the folks in this parable here. Have the opportunity to get rid of all of the stuff of the world that's holding them back and to die to themselves and to live for the Lord. But they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that if we, as the kingdom, the treasure, stays hidden in plain sight. So we have got to make sure that we let people, as much as we can, to see and find the treasure. And we've got a great opportunity to do that this coming weekend, coming up. As far as the weather goes, I've been watching the weather coming, and we're supposed to have a wonderful weekend coming up, if you believe what the weathermen tell you. Okay? But we've got a lot of great stuff put together. Tom has been working really, really hard. A lot of other people have really been working hard to get this stuff together so that, and we're doing it outside. It's going to be outside so that anybody that drives past here will be able to see what's going on. But having the tents and the canopies and the grills and all the different games and all that stuff outside is not going to be what's going to make people sell their possessions and buy this treasure. It's going to be their interaction with us. It's going to make a difference in people's lives. So I want to encourage you. It's a great opportunity. It's not the only opportunity, but it's one that's coming up next weekend. So if you're not already involved in that, see Tom. Okay? And he's still got a lot of work, that the areas that need to be filled and done. What a wonderful opportunity we have this weekend to help people find the treasure of the kingdom of God. Right? Now, with all of us that are in here this morning, you know, there's still things that we need to find about the Lord, aren't there? Even though we may be in the kingdom, there's still things we need to find out and we need to change in our lives and things we've got to get rid of, kind of sell some of those things, get them out of our lives so that we can experience more and more and more of what the kingdom has to offer. And so as we get ready to sing our invitation song, I just want you to be thinking about that. And is there anything in your life that's still there, that's kind of holding you back and that you need to get rid of out of your life? If it is, you need help with that, then let us know. Right? Because that's what family does for one another. We work together to help and encourage and strengthen one another. Someone here this morning that's not a Christian yet, you've not given your life to Christ, you have the opportunity to do that right now, to experience the wonderful treasure of belonging to the kingdom of God. If that's where you are this morning, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then call Him upon Him as such. Confess Him as Lord. But you need to repent of the sin that's separating you from God, because that sin will keep you from salvation. Repent of that sin and have those sins washed away in baptism. You can do that right now, this morning. You don't have to wait. If that's where you are this morning, what you need to be able to enjoy the treasure of the kingdom of heaven, and all you have to do is come up and let me know. Ted's going to be in the back to receive anybody. If you'd like to just have a private prayer or conversation with him back there, he'll be in the back to receive you, and I'll be up front. Let's stand together and sing.